On y'all, it's Tasari in the house. We ain't got Janita yet, so we can't get the welcome. Today we got myself, we got Kashaka Williams. Looks like Jaja just came in, so we're gonna add her. Hey Jaja, you gotta go ahead and do your welcome.
Oh, okay. Y'all started without me. Ain't that about nothing?
Welcome.
I am Janita Stanton. We have Reginald Perriman, Shaka Williams, and we are Tasari. This is the There's Something About Real Estate podcast, where we talk all things real estate. Elijah.
What's up?
he cooked the realtor in the house.
I guess I should have changed my name on my screen, huh?
No, you want to keep that. Well, you kind of supposed to make that whatever your
your
handle is. They'll know how to find Elijah. He know everybody in the city anyway.
That's a fact too. In the world.
So today we doing Deal or No Deal. It's we got good feedback last week, so we're gonna be doing this often. We're gonna analyze some deals that we got from our subscribers, some deals from our clients, and some deals that just came across our table. But before we start that, what's going on in the market, everybody? What y'all see going on in the market?
It's hard out here.
There's some offers accepted. A bunch of money for my buyers without grant program.
Oh, yeah. Zero down.
Yep, concessions are back.
Oh, look, low bar offers.
I don't know about the low ball.
Low ball offers are back. No, they are. Right now, they're throwing
them out there. Yeah, they are.
They are like coming with crazy stuff. That don't mean you got to accept it, but right. they are back. They are
especially investors. Yeah.
I'm seeing it on the properties that's completely overpriced. We did a price reduction by $30,000 on one property, and I mean, that's kind of the price they should have been at, but you know, a lot of sellers want to try the higher end price to see if the market was still hot, and it's hot, but it's sizzling.
It ain't burning hot.
How many days has been on the market?
It's been 45 days, which is not long. People, 45, but it's from where we came from. 45 is a long time.
Hold on, what area? I mean, is it in Detroit? Yeah,
like 45.
Grosse Pointe.
Grosse Pointe. And then, but you said it was overpriced. Have you been getting a lot of showings and not a lot of offers? Or
yeah, when we first listed it, we had like 8 showings over the course of like a week and a half, which wasn't bad, but no offers. And we waited, so then we eventually dropped the price down. This is our second price reduction. So when I say that amount, that was 2 price reductions. We dropped it by like $10,000 the first time. Then we made a bigger price reduction this next time.
Yeah. So
and now we got 4 showings on it in 2 days. So it's where it should have been.
With the reduction, right? So then, me and Janita was talking about this and. In regards to the price reduction, you know how people are reduced the price by like $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's the benefit of reducing the price $5,000? Like, are you going to get more people to see? Are you going to go into another group of buyers by reducing the price by $5,000?
No, it depends on the price point. Like, if you're talking about maybe like a property under 150, that might be enough to do it, but if you're talking a $600,000 house.
But I'm talking about even in the 150. So if you got a property listed at 149.9 and you drop it to 144.9.
It depends on the country, the area, because it may be just over that bracket where people might be used to paying between 140 and 145 in that area max. And here you are at 155. You might have to come down $5,000 or $6,000 just to get within that range.
But that shouldn't stop you from getting showings. Now, you hear what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's
on the agent. It really depends on the agent.
Yeah.
It depends too on how many active properties are out there. If people don't have a lot to choose from, they're going to take a chance at it and still make you an offer in that 145 range.
Yes.
But if this six properties over there all between 140 and 145 and they nice, they're not coming to look at yours at
145. Yeah. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah.
Right.
For sure. But
we got Shayla J jumping in. Is this one of your this your lady, Jaja?
Yeah, the wholesaler, newbie wholesaler.
All right, so we gonna start off. We're gonna evaluate her property first. So I'm gonna add. Is it Shayla or Shayla?
Shayla, unmute your mic.
Okay, hi. There we go.
How you doing?
It's Shayla.
All right.
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Welcome good. To the show.
Thank right, you. Thank you. Yeah, I again was mentioning to Janetta, introduced to y'all via the KW said. Was really inspired and just been grinding to learn and get better at comping. But this particular one came up and I feel like the seller is kind of delusional, but he really keeps calling and wants to sell this property and another one. It's a mess. I figured I'd just kind of throw it y'all's way and see, you know, what we might be able to do without, wasting too much time.
Okay. What city is the property located in?
So I don't know if you've been over. Hamtramck.
Okay.
Hamtramck. All right. So that one. Hamtramck. Yeah.
So do you have, so what's the condition of the property?
He says that it's all new. And actually, when you pull up, that description is exactly what he gave me.
Okay.
The new plumbing, new electrical system, all the things there. And so that's not what I'm seeing in this picture. That's why I was just really wanting to get pictures on the interior. He told me yesterday that his family would be able to give me access. So we're just trying to get on the schedule and gather the pictures.
Okay. What type of numbers are you talking about?
So he is asking, he's actually asking for 165 cash. And I was like, no, this has been on here for too long and I don't understand.
Single family?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He claims that it's weird. And that's one thing. It does say single family, but he has rented it out. And he said there's two entryways, you can split it up. So that to me was sort of a red flag, but I honestly, it says pending as well. And he said that it didn't go through. So I'm like, wouldn't it have cleared and not still been set at a pending status?
Okay, I got some questions on that.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead, Janita. Let me.
No, I'm pulling it up. You go. I'm gonna pull it up.
Well, all right. So you don't want this address because we live. So you didn't want the address out there, right?
Right. So I'm pulling it up.
All right.
Since I'm still working on it, and I was trying to decide whether to get it under contract or not, whether it's even worth it. To try to negotiate him down.
Okay, let me ask you this. Were you trying to buy this to flip or buy and hold, or were you trying to wholesale it?
Wholesale to an investor who would probably likely want to just rent this one out. Because there are a lot of rentals in Hamtramck.
Okay.
So
yeah. So it is.
I don't know.
So it's actually a deal pending on it now?
Yeah, that's it. He claims that that never went through. Go ahead.
No, I was.
Is the audio not? Let me see here.
Yeah, your audio is kind of going in and out a little bit. So
yeah, it's like a delay. Are you on audio on another device and video on one device?
No. You know what? Maybe if I...
Do you have something playing in the background, like YouTube or something?
No, I clicked off of YouTube, but okay. Let me go to another spot. I'm going to take my camera off for a second.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So, Janita, let's start on this deal. So, Hamtramck is hot.
Yeah.
What you say, Elijah?
It is. Yeah.
All right.
On a whole block out there.
So, when you pull the numbers, the most current sales, I can see why the seller feel like it's a deal.
Potentially. Yeah. Why he's demanding that much.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's asking 165 for it, right?
Yeah.
What's the square footage of the property?
This one is he says it's accurate, the 10,108.
All right. So I'm gonna do 900 to 1250. So Hamtramck is only so big. So when I do comps in Hamtramck, I can pretty much almost use the entire city, right? Sort of like Highland Park. Unless there's, Highland Park do have some neighborhoods that kind of vary, some areas that vary, but we're comparing homes to homes. So let me just, I'm going to pull some comps up. And
okay.
It's three bedrooms?
No. Are you saying three? Because this one is six.
Six?
Okay. Yeah, six bedrooms, two baths. Is how I was listening.
Okay.
So wait, was it originally a two family or is it a single family?
So he's shopping it around as a single, but he says it can be split.
What is the city has it zoned as, a single or two family?
And that's what I was actually going to go there.
Okay, so it's like a bungalow. Okay.
Okay.
So let's just do this. I'm gonna and you said what do you think the ARV is, or you want us to help you determine that?
So I based it on sort of what was around there, most recently sold. Like I would go no more than like 210 or even 199, because I see this one as a 4.2, and based on the condition here that I'm seeing,
similar square footage? You said this is 1,008 square feet.
Yep.
All right, so
I think your number's right on at 199.
All right, let me share my screen real quick.
ARV you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a number over there, unfortunately, too, but.
So 165 is not even anywhere near, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing at 165.
Exactly.
Yep. So at the high end of the market, and this is at 1,300 square feet, this is like the best you gonna get, right? Mm-hmm. Completely remodeled. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now this property was 1,300 square feet, three bed, two baths, sold for 281, right? So the question is how much work got to go into that house to make it even somewhat similar to this? And again, this was listed back in May, so we are in a little bit of a different market. It just closed. Actually, it was a cash sale. But again, this was gutted and remodeled completely.
Hmm.
Let's look at this one at 220 on Comore Street. So you're at 165 already. And since you're wholesaling this, I'm sure you're going to add your assignment fee on it. Mm-hmm. And the investor got to come in and remodel the property. It's some room in there, but I don't know how much room. I mean, y'all can give me y'all opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much room is in there for an investor that's looking to buy and flip.
Zero. There's zero room in here.
Sound like zero to me.
Yeah. Sound like zero to me too.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on top of that, I guess the other question was, so we're saying it's a buy and flip is a no-go, right? Yeah. We all agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about a buy and hold? Because how much is he's renting the property now?
He said it was previously rented. Yeah. Was it 960? Yeah. The family that was in there prior.
All right. So assuming he can probably get even an investor, let's say assuming an investor right now can get about $1,200-$1,300 for it per month. I mean, to have like $200,000 all in for it. I don't know if that makes a good rental neither, unless the rental rates are a
horrible rental. Yeah, it's under 1%. You ain't even that, you're nowhere near.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
Cause it's a huge gap in pricing. So you got 281, then you got 220. That's a huge gap. And then the quality of home is so much different from those two.
Yeah.
And then you got 215. Let's see what that one looks like.
That
it's not really
that house. You would have to get it under contract for not more than like 115 would be your max to be able to make any kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's unfortunate. These sellers, man, they. And you see how long it's been sitting there. Like you,
a long time.
You must not really want to.
He did the right thing, though, listing it. So, look, the guy who's the listing agent on that, that's the guy who brought the land contract buyer. And it's a lot of people who do land contracts out of Hamtramck, but
yeah.
He brought the land contract buyer for my listing out of the building in on Jefferson and Ecourse.
Okay. So, The thing is, it's not, we can't blame the seller for asking what they want for the property, especially,
sure.
I mean, if they're looking at market value, I mean, he may have to reduce the price a little bit. This is where, like, as a wholesaler, your negotiation skills come into play.
Yeah.
Right? Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you've been on the market for X amount of days. I got a cash buyer that'll give you this, you know, or I'm willing to give you cash at this price. But I mean, the seller is looking at this data, like, you know, they're looking at properties at 230, 220, 210. And they're like, you know, I want to sell mine for 165 and leave some skin in the game for a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be ideal for an investor, but, you know, we've seen some weird stuff happen. We've seen investors pay more than what we would recommend for a property. So it's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reggie being super diplomatic. I wouldn't even waste any more time with this property.
Okay. Gotcha.
Personally.
As me.
Okay. Hey, that makes sense. Cause I mean, he's always calling and I'm like, okay, this is a little fishy. So we'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
If he keep calling you, though, keep giving him the price. And then if he call you, every three times he call you, drop the price.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was about to say that because I was getting ready to say something to Janita. Because Janita, you said 115.
Yeah.
I said that would be her super at best trying to wholesale it to an investor. So she has to get it under contract for a certain dollar amount. And so, yeah, I said 115 at best.
Well, we need to get that under contract for us to even look at, to even consider going over there. What number do you think we would need to be at?
So I'm still looking at these numbers, and I'm kind of floored right now by what Hamtramck is doing. Mm-hmm. And so what I only thing that I'm seeing is the square footage is drastically different. So honestly, So if I say I feel like we're safe at 199 buying it and flipping it, then that means we need to get under contract for 129.
No.
You think
so we would have to get it under contract for like 75.
Yeah.
At that price.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I wouldn't, if it's anything over 100,000, I wouldn't even be talking to them about this house. I mean, as a flip.
Yeah. Now, maybe but what I'm saying is this house. Have you pulled this up?
Yeah, I looked at it. So it's a lot of things about the house that's throwing me off. It's a 6-bedroom, 1,000 square feet. How is that happening?
How is that possible? Right. You
know what I'm saying? I think it may be larger. I think the city, the PRD probably,
that's what I was trying to get
is
to.
Mixed up with the assessor. They probably don't have the proper square footage. Mm-hmm. I would like to get more details.
Yeah,
if you can get photos and actual measurements on this property.
Okay, yeah, I really am interested in like getting down to really what his motivation is. He says since he's in New York, he's just tired of it. So at the same
time,
he ain't tired enough. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
long way to go.
Right.
He's way away.
$1,000 for it right now. But no, when I'm looking at the market, like Reggie said, it's Hamtramck. Hamtramck is a very small city. Mm-hmm. And when I'm looking at all the Hamtramck and what it's doing, that's a brick house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think that square footage is off drastically based on looking at it and looking at the number of bedrooms and bathrooms. And so what I'm wondering is if we're evaluating it too low.
Yeah.
But even okay, let me go back and do this, right? We gotta play devil's advocate real quick. So let's go back and I'm gonna increase the search. Let's say the square footage is even double that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you find out something different. Let me share my screen real quick.
Man, you know what? They got some craziness over here. They got a 7-bedroom. Look at this one on Hanley that sold in August. Shit, that's a new comp. That's 2,000.
So even when I go up in more square footage, when I go to 1,500 4-bedroom, 215 sales price, we still at just above 200. So. All right, so here's one at 2,000 square feet that sold at 305
this year,
4-bedroom this year. So I think it would be, I would try to get inside this house and see what the real square footage is.
Yeah,
it might be an opportunity there, but again, you have to be careful. This is the only property that sold, and it sold at 305 conventional. The only property that sold above 300, and then look at the price drop to 245.
Oh yeah.
Right. So and this is 1,500 square feet. So if it's similar to this, and they were treating it like a single family, or using like the other door and the back door or something. Some of these are single families. They just look like multifamilies, but. It's room in there. I just don't see paying 165. Maybe if you can get it under 100 for a flip, it'll be good for an investor. A buy and hold, probably the max, like Jarnita said, maybe like 115 or something like that.
So if I find out that like something's off and he wants to present it as a duplex, does that change things?
Let's see.
I don't think it matters how he wants to present it. You just gotta get all the facts and understand, how you can market it.
Yeah.
And understanding the square footage, understanding, because it's a duplex doesn't mean that the value is higher. Mm-hmm. They have more use for a buy and hold.
The only thing that can change this is the square footage to me.
Okay.
Because that could change the ARV instead of it being so. There is one at It's a 7-bedroom, 2-bath, Reg, on Hanley, 2987 Hanley.
Okay.
It's 2,300 square feet. That is not rehabbed, and it's sold at 238 in August.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I pulled up multifamilies. This one is 2,300 square feet. This is the highest sale in the past 6 months. It's 250. And then you go down the line here. The next highest sale is 240 for 1,900 square feet.
I bet you that's not rehab. Look at it. Look at that.
It's not really like fully rehab or nothing. It's just a well-maintained house. So there's some opportunity there. It just, at the end of the day, it just depends on what price you get it for and how much work it actually needs.
Right. Okay.
What did you estimate it would need in repairs? You seen it though, Johnita, right?
Mm-hmm. I was just looking at it online. I haven't been there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, as soon as I get in there, I can work this. I feel confident we can do something.
right.
Because he's claiming so many updates have been done, but I'm like, I can't tell that from the outside at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you should do? If you get in the house and you can verify the square footage and get some photos, you should bring it back. So I would like to hear about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on 1 second. What time are you available on Tuesday?
I'm pretty open that day.
I'm about to set a just call me. I can probably get you in there on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right, I will do that. Because he comes talking about, even today, just text me this morning, like, I'll let you know my family can, whatever. Because they live like 2 doors down, and they're supposed to be watching the place.
Let you in. So the house is currently vacant, right?
Yeah.
So it's a couple things you got working for you. Winter is coming, right? And if he's calling you like that, he's probably desperate. It's listed on the MLS pending, but he's still calling you. So obviously something is wrong with the deal. So there's an opportunity there to get them to a price that you're comfortable with.
Right.
And you just got to stick to your price pretty much.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate y'all. This is very helpful. The last video, especially because I get an idea of what investors really, really want in terms of the spread. I got a new word. So this is good. Yeah, all right. Well, thank y'all again. I'll be in touch.
All right.
All right.
So that one
at the 1,000 square feet is a no brainer. No, but when they get to that 2,000, they got a couple of them that sold for like 240, no rehab.
Yeah, that's what I said. So the square footage is important. It sounds like the square footage is off. So this is key too. Like, if you list your house with an agent, make sure they have the square footage, at least, you know, some type of measurements are done. Cause I can't see that house being on the market if people selling houses for above 200, no rehab. And if this house is halfway decent for, you know, 35, 40,000 under market value.
Wow.
And not selling.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, and that area too is for like people who want like not super long term, like they like their land contract. A lot of people in that area, they want the land contract. You can do buy and hold, but you know, you don't have to hold it for super long time.
All right. Yep, E, what you got? E Cook, the realtor.
Say what I got going on.
Yeah, what you think about that property?
I had to see it. You know, y'all had the inside scoop on it. I didn't, so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm in another place. Hi.
Y'all didn't have any. Who's just looking it up on the MLS?
Yeah.
When I heard 165, I kind of checked out.
Right.
So yeah.
1,000 square feet. But yeah. The square footage is off.
Yeah. So just to explain to the audience, the issue with that is she's still trying to negotiate it as a wholesale deal. So we really didn't want to put the property out there and create more competition. But the house is listed. But she came to us and for, she came to us for advice, and we said we'll help her on the show. And we didn't want to put the property out there in this at this time, but eventually you will see the results of what happened with that property.
Yeah, I will say it's hot though. That's one area to invest in if you can get in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Location is key on that too. Like that's right there. 75. Between downtown Detroit and Royal Oak.
Yep.
So, I mean, downtown Detroit and the suburb, the show.
Yes.
But Hamilton's supposed to be a suburb too, right?
Yeah, like Highland Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, this one of them deal. This is a potential, you know, I ain't trying to call out no realtors, right? But this is a potential. So this property has no pictures. The square footage appears to possibly be off, bro. This realtor could be costing this seller so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about this. I mean, they saying that it's got updated. They saying big backyard with a balcony, new appliances included, new heating, new plumbing, and electrical system.
How long has it been listed?
It's been
500
since February 8th.
Oh, wow.
And how come
544 days? What are you talking about?
And what's the reason you wouldn't want to put all the photos on there if it's updated?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's empty. It's not like nobody in there.
Yeah, so something is off about that. And the seller is reaching out desperate to a wholesaler trying to get rid of it.
Do he know his property even listed?
Yeah. He told her that it was pending, but it's not, I guess.
Yeah, it's something off on that situation.
What if he's the person that it's pending with? What if he's the buyer?
Possibly. Yeah, we've seen that happen too.
He's trying to play games, huh? Right.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's so we doing one of these other properties that you can't raise
I got one we about to evaluate. This one came to me. It's in Garden City. All right, and this one is right now they're asking 124.9. They're saying the ARV is 240 to 250. This one was sent to us by Detroit Discounted Properties, right? So this is another deal. Seems pretty good. I ran some comps on it earlier, but I want to know what y'all think. Anybody doing any business in Garden City right now? Any deals going on?
I mean,
right now.
Anybody got? Yeah, we got probably have to find a good buyer for this one. So. Just looking at the photos, let me let the photos load up.
It's nice size.
Yeah, it seemed pretty decent.
What's the address again?
This one is 29521 Dover. The street view looks pretty good. Seemed like it's a lot of ranch-style homes. It's got the attached garage.
Corner lot.
No, I don't think it's a corner lot. I like when wholesalers do this when they actually like show you like some of the damage and everything, or all the damage if they can. Mm-hmm. It cuts down on all the speculating investors coming out just trying to make an offer without seeing it.
Yeah.
So this looks like maybe the interior of the garage or breezeway maybe. Yeah, this is the garage. So, look like a decent sized yard. Backyard. Let's see if they got a whole lot of other photos that don't.
They're trying to tell you something about that garage.
Yeah.
They like, look at this. Like, that's a lot of garage photos. Okay, here we go. A circuit breaker box. Bathroom.
Ooh, bad. Is that the bay? That's the basement. You see the window?
Yeah.
And then you got some it was some moisture on the walls there. Then you can see the ceiling. I don't know if y'all can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That furnace.
That's ceiling low.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be like one of the Michigan basements. Basement. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, this shower wall.
That explain the walls.
Yep. Yeah, shower wall is more. Yep,
ceilings again. Yeah.
So it don't look too. It don't look like it's like any damage in the property. It's just outdated. Everything needs to be redone. The hardwood floors.
How was the windows?
I don't know. They had a few of them. Had plastic on a few of them. What is this? This looks like probably the basement.
It's a new window. That's a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bathroom needs to be redone. Oh, this was the shower. So they had looked like they had some mold buildup in there. There's some damage around here. Looked like somebody was trying to redo this. They pulled all the tile off the walls.
How many bedrooms and bathrooms?
This one is 4 bedrooms, 2 mm-hmm. bath, 1554 is the square footage. Yeah, so overall it don't look too bad. Just based on the photos they had. That was all the photos.
Was that windows right there?
You said what?
You ain't see that last picture? Like they started purchasing windows.
Oh, one of the photos.
See?
Oh yeah. Well, that's good. They including the newer windows with it. Yeah, it looked like they was trying to fix it because they had tore the bathroom tile out. So it don't look too bad. I don't think that's all the photos, but it's enough to kind of decide. So let's see what type of comps we have. So they're saying the ARV is 240 to 250. They're asking 124.9 for it. What's y'all thoughts on it so far?
So far I was at 240, but I was trying to scale my stuff down a minute and see if I'm still there.
Okay. With that, my thought is at that ARV, and they asking how much?
They asking 124.9.
You only got about $30,000. If you can go in there and rehab it for 30,
you can.
All right.
That's the number I was with. Actually 25, but
like you need like at least 60 for that house, 65, based on the pictures.
Rehab?
Yeah.
Not Janita rehab. We talking about just getting in and getting out.
Well, I didn't see any. Wasn't that a lot of that? Down to the studs, and then you still have more demo to do, and then you got to reinstall how many bathrooms?
That was the garage. That was the garage,
yeah. Mostly it looked like you had to update the kitchen and the bathrooms, really. Most of the comps over here are brick ranches. I'm going to see if I can find something other than this Cambridge property and then this one on Dover. So for
Look at the comps that they gave us.
All right. So he sent over some comps. Let me see what they sent. So they actually went further out on their comps, look like, because these souls, unless they went further back. Let me see if I can go back.
Maplewood was Inkston.
Because I don't see none of them comps.
Yeah. So like, and this is the thing too, like, so when people, I tell a lot of investors, I mean, yeah, it's cool to have, it's cool to look at the numbers the wholesaler give you, but you still want to do your own research because some of these comps may or may not be like good comps for when you go to get the property appraised when you're selling it to a buyer. But these are all from, like this one is from July of last year, and then the rest of your comps are from this year, but they're the newest comp is in June of this year. So let me just see where. So go back. I'm gonna go out a half mile. What was the square footage on the 1500?
You go out if you start out at a quarter mile.
Yeah, it puts you in all the city.
Yeah. When you go a half mile, you're gonna get you go up to 60 sold.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put Garden City in here so it'll just stay within Garden City. And I went out a half mile, and even then, so this one on James Street might be somewhat comparable. It's one bedroom less, but it's 1400 square feet. So for 220. This one 235. This one on Beachwood 275. Let me see what this look like.
I get 115 right now.
Right.
We can make that work.
Yeah, and didn't look like they did much to this one. By looking at the floors in the kitchen, them may be the original cabinets, just newer carpet, freshly painted. The bathroom, they probably did this bathroom. I don't think that was the original one, but just based on this comp at 275 and then the next highest.
Did that one have a basement?
Oh yeah, that would be good. So this one has, partially finished basement. And then you got Maplewood at 300, but it looks like a brick ranch spread out. So the 240, 250 seem somewhat possible, but then the numbers drop off.
I don't
from
see
this, 275 down to 239, 235. What's your thoughts, Elijah?
People don't like those Michigan basements, so I'm looking at the value already decreasing off of that alone.
All right.
Maybe the 210-ish, 215, maybe. What's y'all thoughts on them basements?
So this is a partial brick?
Where?
The one on Dover.
Nah, it's all frame. That's that old brick on the front.
Yeah. The siding even, is that vinyl?
Yeah, it's probably aluminum.
So that 275, I don't really feel like that's a real comp.
No, so here's the other thing too. Like when you look at the style of this home compared to all the comps we got, with the exception of the James Street, this might be the closest comp you got as far as like market appeal, right?
Yeah.
The other thing a lot of investors don't think about, you ever walk in a house and the numbers make sense, but the house just got like a funky design to it.
Yep.
And you like, it's going to be limited buyers for this type of property.
Yeah. We got one just like that, Johnny.
Yeah. So even like this property as a comp, they're at 220, but this house looks like it was done up pretty nice. And they got the pole barn. And this one has a full finished basement. So I don't know about, like I said, I don't know about two.
I'm at 90 now.
You're at 90. So they want 124.9. So if we're saying 220, and Johnita, you said you have to put, you're thinking about 60,000 into it?
I pulled back and said 45, but yeah. You know, I'm just saying, so at this point, some of my stuff be based on what I know going to happen when we get a house under contract and then I come back the next day.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So, wow. I don't have backup. Elijah.
I know. You got to say none.
She's lying.
And you're so casual.
I had it on video. I was like, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
All right, so at 124.9, you saying 40 to 50 in, so you at 165, 175. And we all agree that this is probably the closest comp, right? The James Street.
Yep.
Click on that one more time.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Look at it closer.
The siding been updated. The windows are
It looked like it. Well, let's read the agent comments.
Unless you went out further than me. Oh, there we go, James. 3 bedrooms, yep. 1.5 bath, 1,400 square feet.
Appliances included, excluded the washer and dryer.
Yeah, and they got the pole barn with a hoist in it. I don't know if that mattered to everybody, but it mattered to somebody. So,
Nathan was nice.
Oh, for 220.
Yeah, it seemed like it's going to take quite a bit to get that house, the subject property, to look like that one.
So quick.
It
had a reduced commission on it, too.
Yep. So but it seemed like it's still a decent spread in there. So you see them at 124 with 50 into it, right? If we see it even at 210, you got 175 and you sell it for 210. What's y'all thoughts?
Well, a couple things. One, so we said the ARV is not 240, it's 220.
Right.
Right. Okay. So that make it go down like it's damn near where Elijah said for real. At 220. Minus 45. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't see us paying more than 100,000 for that house.
You heard my number.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So at 100, it's a deal. It's a flip.
Yeah.
Right. And then it probably don't make much sense as a buy and hold, right? Or what you consider it. I mean, it's Garden City, 4 bedrooms. And now it's a buy and hold, which you still put 50,000 into it.
Nah.
I would have to get 2,000. The only way that would be a buy and hold is if you can get 2,000 a month in rent.
Okay.
What rental's going for over there? Pull it up.
What about 1,800?
Yeah. I'll do 1,800. If I was over there, that would put you at a little bit above 1%.
All right. And it's a decent Garden City.
And actually, I would not, but I can understand somebody else doing it.
All right.
1,500.
Yeah, the cheapest rent is a 2-bedroom for 11, but the cheapest is around 1,400, and up to 2,000. There you go. I mean, it's kind of like when we look at them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it might make sense for a rental though. This was 1,650. If you can get it for 110, 100, and put like, 20 or 30 into it just to get it going and make it, nice.
Mm-hmm.
It may make sense.
For somebody,
not for me. Yep. So we going deal or no deal as a rental?
It's tight.
All right. What about you, Elijah?
For rental?
Yeah.
Nah, it's like you said, it's tight, isn't it?
All right.
I don't like the area.
You say you don't like the area?
No.
All right. What about as a flip?
No.
Oh, I'm not really bad at it. At 129. If I could get the house under contract for 110, I definitely would do it.
All right.
98,000.
Yeah, the most I can do is probably 105. That's the most.
All right, so at 105, y'all think it would be a good flip?
No.
At 95, it would be a good flip.
Man. All you know is no.
95 to 98.
You can make 105 work, man.
No, not. Yeah. We just had 45. So let me tell y'all. So Janita said 45. Y'all was at 30. I really don't. So I was. What I was saying is that 30,000 is what you would have is your spread using their ARV and their purchase price. But I agree with Janita that it's going to be, that's a $50,000 rehab to get it for a flip. So it's at least a $50,000, you know what I'm saying? So no, it would have to be down at $95,000.
It's not as rich, because I think, man, you think different on the flip. Like, know, they got the bad and bougie mindset. When I mean, we do nice flips, but
yeah. No, I get it. We do sometimes, you know.
I wouldn't want to pay 124 for it. I would want to be around that 95. I would do it at 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then even that, you know, if you got 150 all in, 155 all in, you pretty much can't go wrong at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a deal, just not at 129. Anything under 110 is a deal.
There it is.
All right.
90. All right.
90.
So he went lower.
I love 90. That was my first offer.
75 right now. Make it rain on
him. Right. All right. So let me share their information. Now, when we give this information out for these properties, the deal might not work for us, but it may work for you. Because if you still can make $30,000-$40,000, those numbers may work for you as an investor.
Right.
It just may not make sense to other investors. Everybody don't look at all opportunities the same based on how much money they're investing in their return on investment as well. But if you're interested in this property in Garden City on Dover, you can reach out to Detroit Discounted Properties and you can see their information there. Give a shout out.
They do a really good job though on their evaluations. I get a lot of emails from them, and they're one of the ones that I'm never really like when I look through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, at a quick glance, you know, I kind of be like, they do a decent job on their evaluations.
Yeah, the numbers make sense,
right? For the most part. I got a question before you pull up the next property.
All right.
Can I throw a monkey wrench?
Yep.
Just because the Wayne County tax auction for the first batch is getting ready to end, I think in 3 days.
All right.
Can we pull up the website and maybe one of the cities and pick one from it?
That's a good idea.
All right, let's do that because these other properties will be here. Wait, you saying, do you have one already in mind that you looked at, or?
Well, I haven't looked at any. I don't have time, but I'm looking. When I first log on there, I'm going straight to Taylor because I'm curious. Okay. It's like several on there for Taylor, and I'm curious, you know, like what they're actually going to go for on this first round. Like, you know, are people going to bid them up? Investors? Are the homeowners going to be, you know what I mean?
I thought they was only doing one round this time.
They doing two. From what I know, they're doing two. You could be right. I don't know.
All right. Let me just share the screen here. We're gonna see what we got. Oh, I got an old auction site. So let me just hold on 1 second. Let me pull this up.
You can go see if it's some Bagley and you have these stuff in there. Who knows? It's a Rosedale. Right.
All right, so here we go. We got the properties became available. If you didn't miss out, you know, they came available August 15th. You got the registration date. You got deposits dates. So basically, for those that don't know, it's a $2,500 deposit if you're bidding on one. If you're bidding on more than one property, you need a $10,000 deposit. And then they started bidding back on the second. So the first batch is will be closing on the 14th and 15th, right? They don't have the October dates listed. They probably won't post it until after.
Yeah,
because
it's going to be
what's left over. Yeah, it's usually another auction. So the first auction, the bid amount usually start at the purchase, meaning the amount of the back taxes. And then the next round, I think the bidding amount typically in past, in the past has started at $500.
See what they got at HP.
Yeah, and then the other thing too, a lot of people don't know this. When they identify a property as premium, you need a $25,000 deposit. Premium, a lot of times you'll see it on some of the commercial properties or some of the higher end properties. But you want to go to Highland Park?
Yeah, let's see what pops up over there.
And keep in mind, a lot of people keep calling about the auction properties. Even though you see a lot on here, a lot of these are just vacant lots, which is not a bad idea to go out and buy. You just got to have a plan, especially if you can buy them all in the same area.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is what's available. You got several pages. Richmond, 340 Monterey, Tuxedo. All of these are closer to like Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
John Lodge is just probably a commercial property. This 46 Amherst is like in the Woodward. I think this is the first block off Woodward, I believe.
Everybody know Amherst because when you on Lodge, it has its own exit and the tiny houses is right there.
Yeah. Now this. So when you see removed from auction, the county has the right to remove any of the properties from auction at any time. The one I see the most is like when a property was in the middle of probate and it got foreclosed on and the family reached out and was like, hey, we're still trying to settle this, and they'll remove it. Or property, somebody came up and was like, got on a tax payment plan or something. Some circumstance happened where the county just felt like they don't need to foreclose on it. And they worked something out with the owner. But then Rhode Island is a good street. Tennyson is a nice street. So 75 Tuxedo, this one is off of Woodward. So normally what I'll do is I'll go like 155 Rhode Island. I'll go here and just go and and I'll just do a Google map. So this went to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just street view the property, even though sometimes it might be old. But before I go out and drive all around, this is from July 22nd. And then sometime you can zoom in to the actual address. Like I'll look, if that address not listed, I'll try to find another property to make sure I'm kind of, because with the auction, sometimes you might be getting a lot. So this 151, and then, so this may be 155, but again, 155 might be that lot, right? And then from there, you don't really have a lot of details to go on unless the property was like listed in the MLS before. But you can't really, you just have to pull comps in the area, right?
PRD search, Reg. Yep. Don't do it that way.
Yeah, go to PRD first. So
yeah, because if you go that through PRD, then it'll have a link on there to see if it was ever listed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had just got it in 2017 and let it go right back for taxes. It says 1485 square feet. That one wasn't listed. And then the reason it probably was two assessment numbers, two of them. Yeah, this one was never listed before. So, but yeah, it takes some work. So a lot of people be calling and be like, I want to go on a tax auction. I want to say, yeah, go at it. You know what I'm saying? But you really got to kind of identify what areas you want to invest in and start narrowing it down a little bit. This is probably a commercial property. This 6 John Glenn place, though, hold on 1 second. No, I wasn't on the list there before. If this the if this the block I'm thinking about, gosh.
Sometimes it takes a minute to locate an actual property.
Yeah, and just think if you're trying to do this for several hundred properties.
Oh, that's right up there off Oakland.
Yeah, this right off of, like by Massachusetts and all of that. So this is a nice area. I don't know what the highest bid was. I might register just for this one.
Yeah, click on the property details.
I think I'll have to register. Yeah.
I can get a link. We can go back on there tomorrow or the next day or something.
Yeah, we'll go in. I got access to somebody bidding the con. I just didn't want to put it all on YouTube. But yeah, this is basically what you're gonna have to do to determine which properties to bid on in the auction. I mean,
okay, the property details from the public record, and then evaluate it and see what the ARVs are for over there.
I already can tell you. Let me see. So this one, some cities don't have like a lot of information because they don't provide it to PRD, or they don't have good record keeping, so you won't find much of anything in PRD. The other thing I'll do is I'll go to
Realist.
Yep, and I'll pull it up here. And while I'm waiting on that to load, we can go ahead and see what else sold over there.
Where is that at?
This is right north of Davidson, east of Woolworth. It's a small pocket over there, Brick Ranches.
About the plant, ain't it? Is it about that plant? That
day? Yeah, it's like 75 in Oakland.
Yeah, yep.
So they had, Holly Park had like this little group of like California style ranches.
Yeah, so the last one sold for $82,500 over there in 6 days. But that was back. Not a lot of people over there. See, I'm surprised somebody even lost that house, the taxes, unless it's like some major damage in it. Oh, I sold this one. Yeah, this was a half a duplex though, and it needed a little bit of work. Just in case they don't believe me out there in YouTube world. And Gary was the buyer's agent, just in case.
Yeah,
just in case they don't believe. But yeah, this would be like your basis. And this was a two bedroom that sold for $82,500. Mm-hmm. So let me see what. If we can find any more data on it. So
like it's crazy and people just be running out there buying them.
Oh yeah. So somebody, C. Brooks asked, can y'all talk about the process of getting rid of some of the property if you win a bid? Should that cost be considered into the evaluation? Of course. Yep.
So he's talking about for this tax auction.
Yeah, yep. So one of the things, I mean, when you buy them, so a lot of people buy the properties and they'll just buy them in bulk. And then as soon as they get title, they get their deed, they just put them right back on the market for $3,000 or $4,000 more than what they paid for them. And they'll buy hundreds of them at a time. So you figure if you brought 100 properties, and you getting $3,000 above or $4,000 above what you paid for them, you making some money. And then the ones you really like, you keep, or you put the money into them to fix and flip them. And a lot of people will say, well, if people will buy them off the MLS, how come they didn't go to the tax sale? Well, a a lot of people don't want to go through all of this to get the details. When they're on the MLS, usually you got photos, you got access to the properties, and you got more information to make a decision on.
And you normally get a warranty deed, not a quitclaim deed.
Yeah.
You always have to quiet the title, though, on a lot of the auction properties.
Yeah, that's my point. So in the MLS, you're getting the warranty deed, not a quitclaim deed, but you got to go back. And so to answer C. Brooks' question, yes, you got to you need to – that's going to increase your holding costs pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Plus whatever your fees are going to be to go through with the actual eviction.
Yeah, and then your cost to sell the property is going to have a lot to do. I mean, if you're going to list it with an agent, you got your commission, then you got, you know, you're going to have your title company costs, you're going to have your state transfer tax. And usually if you're working with a realtor, they're going to give you a net sheet. So you factor in what the ARV would be if you're going to repair it or what the market value is as is. And then a realtor give you a seller net sheet, and that'll explain exactly what your cost is. But most of your costs on the seller side would be state transfer tax, title company, doc prep fees, recording fees, and your commission. Am I leaving something out?
No, but
just that way, like what Shaka was talking about, if you wanted to give a warranty deed, that quiet title process.
Yep. Or some title companies that do tax title service where they'll pull the FOIA and they just want to make sure the county served all parties during the foreclosure process. And then they'll issue title insurance on the property when you go to sell it. So you will be able to give the next buyer a warranty deed on the property. But if they deem that FOIA or issue with it, you're still going to end up having to do quiet title on the property.
Which they need to take into consideration too. So when you're buying them properties from from Wayne County, it's a lot more expenses that people don't include, like those items right there.
Yeah. So you got the quiet title can be anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000, depending on the attorney, and it can take several months. The tax title service there are several title companies that do it. That can cost you anywhere from $600 to $700 to do that. And the other thing is, as soon as you get your deed, if the property's in Detroit, well, any city, take that deed to the water department and make sure they zero out that water account and give you a new account with a zero balance. Because if you wait until you fix the property up, or you want to get a new meter in and you wait several months, they may say your time passed, depending on the city, but most of them will still clear the bill out. You just don't want the headache. Just do it right away.
And they need to check blight with the city too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even more than that, we dealing with a situation where we got a house that was down there on the demo list.
So yeah, you gotta, I would say when you bid on a property, go down to the city county building, whatever city it's in, make sure it's in their building of safety, make sure it's not on the demo list. And if it is, tell them, Detroit has a deferment form. It's a process. Tell them you're buying this property. They just wanna see that the taxes are paid and that it's secure. So it can't be like open and accessible. So you might have to board it up. The lawn is maintained and that you're working on it. So any work you do, you're going to have to pull permits and they'll remove it off the demo list for you.
Yeah, but you got to remember, and they're going to take you through the ringer. Are you going to be, they don't try to make it. They're not trying to work with you and trying
They better, ain't they? They better.
I had a different experience.
No. Well, I'm not talking about Detroit. That's what I was saying. I'm not talking about Detroit. So everybody got to understand that these other cities and municipalities don't work like Detroit.
Right.
They're not as investor friendly.
Yeah.
They don't care if you fix the house up. And, you know, Detroit typically, you know, they feel like you're helping the city, right? These other cities, or some of the other cities, do not care.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's some work going going and finding this information on a property. It's enough due diligence. If you, I would suggest after you pick, you know, 5 or 10 properties you want to bid on off the list, just go ahead and drive by them, like, you know, see if you like them. Make sure they not, if you got squatters in there, then that's a whole different issue too. You got to address.
Yeah, I got a plug for the squatters.
Yeah, I was just about to, yeah,
I was about to mention the keys budget in there.
All right, so this is a good question too. I want to, Marilyn Williams asks, when purchasing an investment property, what is the most that should be spent on renovations to make it a smart investment and not a mistake?
So that depends. It depends on what, so that's based on your ARV. So your all-in cost is going to be based on your ARV for us. So for me, like I said, we at 65, 70% ARV. That's all in, purchase and rehab.
Everybody know what ARV is?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Your value.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So
that we just looked at, for the one we just looked at?
No. I'm just going to give an example.
I was asking Elijah. He was saying...
No, I just wanted to make sure everybody in YouTube world knew what that meant.
Yeah, he just was confirmed that they knew what ARV. So ARV meaning after repair value. So for example, if your ARV is $100,000, we want to be no more than $65,000 to $70,000 acquisition and rehab. So if you purchase it for $20,000, that means you got $45,000 to put in. You know what I mean? If you got to put in more than that, it don't make sense.
For us.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah. Yep. And then the other thing too, so people get stuck on the cost of repairs. Really, the money is made on how you buy it and the purchase price. So you might buy a house, you might have a house, the ARV is say $200,000, and you might not want to be more than $130 all in or $140 all in. And one person may buy the same house for $100,000 and put $30 into it. Another person may buy that house for $50 and put $80 into it, mm-hmm. right? But the issue is, if you bought the house at $50, can you afford to put $80,000 into it? And can you afford to wait through the process of an $80,000 project versus a house purchased for $100 that only needs $30,000 in renovations?
Because right? You got to take your holding costs, and that's included in your all-in.
Right. Yeah, because your holding costs. So if you got the house for 4 months, you got your maintenance, meaning your utilities. What else we got? Your mortgage, mm-hmm. if you did a hard money loan or a loan on it.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance.
Security.
Yeah. Security, yeah. So, but yeah, the rule of thumb is not just the renovation cost, it's the total cost and what the purchase price, renovation cost, and whatever percentage you're comfortable with of profit. So again, somebody might be comfortable making $20,000 on a flip. Somebody may say, my minimum, I need to make is $50,000 for it to make sense for me. So your total investment is going to be different based on your investment strategy.
Yeah. I got a question. I got a question for y'all. So do y'all think that people, novice investors, should be looking at the Wayne County tax sale? Is that where you should start if you are a new incoming investor or investor coming from out of state?
I would say yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Johnita?
Yeah.
What about you, Elijah?
Yeah, but I never bought one from there. I'm just hearing all these hidden surprises that pop up. Which, you know, I mean, I would still say yeah, because you know you can get some of them properties.
I say hell no. What? You don't know what you're doing. You keep on getting a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
The middle name is no or nah. No. Yeah.
Right.
But you hear what I'm saying? Like for what you just said, Elijah, if you've never gone through that process, so luckily for us, for me anyway, I went through that process where when we used to be able to get houses for $1,000, not the $1,000 houses they have now, but $1,000 houses that were you know, not about to fall down. You know what I mean? You had to go do some rehab, but it was worth $1,000, right? So you can make mistakes. The amount that these houses are going for now in that tax sale, you can't, a few issues, like you have a, let's say you had a house that was on a demo list. What? That is going to blow your budget.
So I agree with the comment that just popped up, not by myself. Yeah. Was it Build the House?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda, so Build the House said I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not by myself. Yeah. I just think that the pricing, so it's going to depend. So a novice coming in, hopefully they're not going to break the bank on it. You know, they will be going there for very nominal acquisition costs.
Yeah, that's not the case no more, though, because everybody is there. So that's the other thing. So it used to be like, you know, the competition was different. Now everybody and their mama is in there bidding. You bidding against homeowners instead of just investors. So when you bidding against a homeowner, you really can lose your ass.
Buy some lots. You know, the kind of meeting we just had last week.
Yeah, buy some lots. And, you know.
Yeah.
I the only reason I said yeah is because if they get some help, they can navigate it. If you just going out, especially if you from out of town, and depending on what your risk tolerance is, like you can't just go in here blindly and be like, oh, it's a property on here, and my budget was 20,000 and it's 23 only. Oh, it's only another 3,000. That 3,000 can cost you a lot of money, especially if it's sight unseen. Mm-hmm. So
go to record.
It's not for anybody that's a novice investor plus not willing to get some type of help. Like it's nothing you're just gonna do blind by yourself.
Yes.
Which is why I say no, because most people. I mean, because you people be thinking they getting help, but they be getting help from people that don't know what the hell they doing. You know what I mean? Like, you got to really know. The only way I would say that for a novice is if they really know their realtor or the individual, whoever their team is, they got to really know that person or those people know what they doing. Because everybody from Detroit be saying they, you know, you see them on Instagram or Facebook, everybody are self-proclaimed
gurus.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they be thinking they talking to somebody that can help them, and they be SOL. By the time they get to somebody who can actually help them, we be like, dang, man, I wish you would have came to me before you bought it.
Right. Yeah, and that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
I wish you would have came before you bought it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these, even though they got an address, the structure probably was torn down. But again, like in Redford, just looking at this block, you can probably just buy this lot if this is the correct address.
That flood zone.
And just buy this lot and probably build on it.
It looks like it, don't it?
Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you buy a house or a lot in the flood zone not knowing nothing about the flood zone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's that creek.
Oh yeah, this right over there. This might be in a flood zone.
It's a creek.
Yeah, this right off of Beach Daily.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's funny the questions that your brain just tells you to ask when you're evaluating property, but you know, it just comes from experience. So I guess to everybody's point, you gotta have
the cones there for you.
Yeah. they probably was doing some work at the time. This from 2021.
What you saying?
He's asking about the cone.
And all these houses on the little hill or whatever, probably because of the area. Because right here is that little park where that stream goes through.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, but I mean, there's some options out there. I mean, Inkster is hot. Yep, Inkster is hot. So, yeah, it takes some work. Everybody keep jumping on the Wayne County auction, but it takes some work. But it's some good deals out there. You just got to weed through them, and then you got to compete. Set your budget and stick to it.
Yeah.
Stick to it.
That's what killed the deals. That's why when people say it's deals out there, I mean, maybe because somebody like me, I'm not going to do all that work. So, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. But I just don't feel like a newbie should be – that's not where you should start at.
Yeah, but I mean, if they got limited funds and that's the only thing that matches their budget, they probably want to get in the game somehow.
So what do y'all think that these houses, so what are they going for? So the last time I went to an auction, the houses was going for more than the MLS.
It depends on the house though. You probably was looking at the premium properties. Like the last one I brought a couple years ago, I paid $6,000 for it.
How long ago?
This was 19.
Yes.
I paid $6,000 for it. I put $4,000 into it and sold it on land contract for $25,000. They just paid me off this year, $450 a month.
You know what, Brez? We should do that because he the king of that shit.
He loved it.
Yeah.
The whole business of his one time. They was just rolling. Yeah. You know how they do the drive-by graduations and birthdays? They was going at his mailbox for land contract.
Yeah, I was making 8% interest, $450 a month, and then I got $4,000 down.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we need to make an episode of that. So we could talk about the land contracts and that investment strategy. That's a different strategy than the flips and the buy and hold, pretty much.
Yeah. Then your capital gain is not quite the same because it's an installment payment. It's an installment sale.
So one last one, and then like 5 minutes, but this could be a Tesari deal. It could be a cash flow or a flip. I sent it to you in the text message earlier.
I didn't get it.
All right. What you call it? Let me ask you.
We have to recreate a new roof and add Elijah to it.
All right. Marilyn asked about security. I'm assuming she's asking about securing the properties.
Yeah. When I said security. So.
Was that the last episode? Gary was like, make sure.
Yeah, like if you watch the last one, we evaluated this guy's house over on Longview on the east side of Detroit. And as soon as we gave the address, Gary was like, no. Because some areas have a higher risk than others. But yeah, the guy said he had to move into the property. You know, my recommendation is dog security. If you can, at least put like Simply Safe or something like that on there, alarm system. But each area is going to be a little different. But if it's somewhat livable, if you can get a house sitter, that's perfect. Everybody got an uncle or somebody in the family.
3-inch nails or drywall screws, 3.5-inch. You got to drill everything shut.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, though, but for real.
I think the security is... one of the easy, I mean, you know, outside of the locks and the security gate, but in terms of like versus getting the security dog, the DOG versus the security dogs, the DAWGS next, you know, I feel like for those things, the video surveillance and, you know, is a pretty good deterrent. People be to see them cameras and just kind of be like, eh.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. So I was about to say we had cameras and they was coming up in there.
Yeah, they be looking at you on the camera. Yeah,
one thing happened and it'd be like they be coming up.
That's what happened. You can only go off of your experience, right? So in our experience, we had security cameras and they didn't care about security cameras. And it was in a
I didn't say 100% of the time. I said pretty good determined because how many other properties have we had and we had video surveillance and we had no interruptions?
Well, we have had properties where we have no surveillance and we have any interruptions. It just depends on the area.
Well, we were talking about security.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends.
So this is the dog security system. If anybody don't know, just visit their website, dogsinc.com. It is a fee for it, of course. I think, yeah, you pay monthly for it. It's great. The only issue, though, is when you're finished with the project and you get ready to sell the property, most lenders and appraisers are going to want this taken off in order to take photos They're going to want to see that all the windows and doors are functional in the property. But dogs will work with you. Like if you just want them taken off and reinstalled the same day, you can call them and kind of coordinate that with them. Another thing we do a lot of times, we just don't put in all the valuable stuff like your furnace, hot water tank. We'll put that in for inspections and appraisals and then take it right back out and then install it all again just prior to closing. So
what type of damage does that cause the property?
What's that?
The dogs?
Yeah.
It don't really cause damage. I mean, because they're putting the brackets on the inside of the window and then the outside. I haven't seen it cause any damage unless somebody did a bad job of installing it and just didn't care or something like that. But I haven't seen it damage anything.
I just sold a house that had them. It didn't damage anything. They came in and removed it. Actually, she left them off after they did the appraisal. She just left it off and it was fine.
Yeah. Yep. Emma Players says, yes, please, land contract session. Yeah, we could do that. We could actually do that live and have a Q&A on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All the do's and don'ts. We actually, if you watch one of our episodes, we did a land contract episode, but we'll do a live Q&A. We'll set that up.
All right.
So
hey, Emma Plays, Build the House, C. Brooks, make sure that they like and subscribe so that they get are these people that we told to come on here or did they get the notification?
Most of them probably got a notification. So if you subscribe to the channel, you'll get a notification anytime we go live or anytime a new episode airs. You can also listen to them on Spotify and Apple. But yeah, just check in, watch some of the older episodes. Any ideas y'all got, just send them to us. Any properties you want evaluated before you buy them, you can always feel free to reach out to us. We will evaluate your property and give you our honest opinion. Not, you may choose to do something different or you may be getting advice from somewhere else, but this is just, we're evaluating them based on our investment strategy,
which we should probably talk about too. That risk. Give them the email address for the to send the deals to.
I'll put it in the comments here, right. And then
because you're right. When we saying no to deals, we're based off of our risk tolerance right now, based on us doing everything else that we're doing. If I was doing this full time, like to eat off of, then it'd probably be a lot different.
Yeah,
it's a different. Like I said, some people are comfortable with spending $100,000 or $150,000 and making $20,000. Mm-hmm. Some people they wouldn't touch that because the ROI is not big enough. They're gonna want to make $50,000 or more if they're gonna invest that. Mm-hmm. But everybody's different.
Yep. All right.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap that up. Any more questions, suggestions, feel free to make comments on this video after the fact. Feel free to email us or reach out to us. Where can they reach you at, Elijah?
Elijah Cook, Facebook, E-Cook the Realtor. Just Google me. I'm around. I appreciate y'all having me on the show again.
We got to have you on a couple more times. We got
to. I'm here, man. You know, I'm always.
Hey, Elijah, low key, he got the sports and entertainment designation. He out there helping athletes and entertainers and everything.
Michigan, to Georgia, to Texas.
Y'all got to get with him before he get one of the NFL players to buy up all the properties.
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
That's a wrap, guys.
All right, sounds good.
Peace.
All right.